Blog Talk Radio.
Did you write the book of love?
Some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before. But the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing.
Played that song in a while. Kelly Clarkson, huh? It kind of dates everybody back a little bit. The first winner of American Idol. Everybody remember way back then, huh? Seems like ages ago, don't it? Maybe you didn't watch the show back then, but a lot of people did. Anyway, welcome. We are live here, and yes, we are here, and so is our guest, Jennifer Green, Nashville's astrologer, psychic medium, is going to be taking your phone calls. So 347-884-8245. Bonnie says she was there. She watched it go down. Okay. I knew there was other people there than just me and my kids. Anyway, so go on in and speak to Jennifer. I tell you, maybe you haven't heard Jennifer before on the show, because she's fairly new, I have to say personally, the readings, and I haven't asked for them, I don't ask for readings on the show, to connect my parents who have passed long time ago when I was a kid. Most people know that story, so I'm not going to repeat it, the readings I've received from Jennifer on the show has been, has really blown me away. And I say that really honestly. So you definitely want to call in, cause she really, is connected. I mean, she really zeroes in and dials in and reels in the information. I mean, really does. I share the message that on last night's show, that when Jennifer gave me the message of from my parents, that missing both of them since I was a senior in high school, since, you know, at that age, I had no parents. So it was obviously a big hole in my life, in my heart, missing both of them. But the miracle of having our twins really helped fill that hole that was there. And I never knew the symbolism, the meaning of it. After all these shows I've done, I mean, I've done well over 4,000 shows, so you can imagine how many guests I have had on my show, psychics, mediums, and all that good stuff. So anyway, definitely want to call in. 347-884-8245 is the number. Press the 1 on your phone, and let me get to the phone lines here. Let's bring in our guest, Jennifer Green, to Journey in the Light. Welcome back, Jennifer.
Thank you, Michael, so much again for having me. And I want to say, you hearing your story, hearing what I can do for someone is exactly why I do. It makes me feel so fulfilled, and it makes me love my job even more, because I felt so compelled that you needed to know that message from when I felt it. And then I hear you say it, and I hear how much your spirit has, you sound fulfilled now. And I'm very blessed that the message came through to touch you.
Yes. I mean, you said that reading, and then you said the other one too, the other day, about my dad being an alcoholic. And I remember I said, and I've always said on this show, if I could ask him, why did he go that route? Mm-hmm. Why did he destroy our lives, our family? Cause, you know, it's very scared as a little boy. And, but I realized that was, as you dialed it on my dad, how he was just consumed, as you said, you brought it right in, how much he worked, and he just worked like crazy, and he did. He worked, you know, double shifts, just constantly worked, and then they had immediately 4 kids at home soon after getting married. It was just so much at once. It was his only escape mechanism that, you know, gave him some relief.
Yeah, I seen as the conversation went on, I truly had the vision as if I was watching a movie screen, that this man, all I kept seeing was angry faces, like all kind of faces, not every gender, every age, every race, tall, short, I mean, a variety, which kind of felt confusing to me, but I didn't question it. So after everyone was arguing with him, or complaining with these harsh voices and these harsh expressions. And then at home, it was the same thing. So he had this consistent amount of negative energy thrown at him. So when I seen that, he showed me the image of it very clear, that was his only way to live. Like, that was his only breath of fresh air, was to deal with all the negative, was try to escape in a form, which was alcohol. And then when you told me he worked at the airport, I was like, that makes so much sense. The type of people I seen, because I even think I asked, and I don't know who listened to the show last week. I had to ask, what type of work did he do? Because I was thinking, why would I see so many? It was a variety pack of people, which confused me at the moment. So I was so curious. So the airport just made sense. Yeah.
There's, up there at the ticket counter. Yeah. Ran across so many people, and I'd hear all the stories. Yeah. So it really zeroes it in. Well, no.
Very brave man. I do want to add that, Michael, your dad was extremely brave for the amount he felt as though he was living through hell. And he was very brave.
Uh-huh.
very, very brave, and he done whatever he could to maintain, to keep life and to maintain a regular, to keep some form of normal family, to keep everything going. He didn't stop working. You know, he kept going. So very brave. I wanted just to add, I wanted to make sure I added that in, because he truly was a brave man, and he's not alone. He has lots of loved ones and family in the heavens. He's not alone, and he's very, very proud of you for what you became, for who you are, dad that you are, the parent, the husband.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad
for
that.
Yeah, well, thank you. So, Jennifer, tell the folks a little bit about yourself, what you do, and if you want to segue into your topic, and then in a little bit we'll go to callers. How does that sound?
Sounds good. My name is Jennifer Green. I am Nashville's astrologer. I have been an astrologer my entire life. My ancestors have been astrologers. I was advertising fifth generation for many years. And probably late last year, I discovered I am not a fifth generation psychic. I have found out that I am a seventh generation, and my daughter is an eighth. For the last 2,500 years, my ancestors has followed the laws of attraction, has pursued and followed astrology, astronomy, spiritual healing, meditation, yoga, palm readings, tarot card readings, the universal language. It was a mandatory learning process, so mandatory that education, other mandatory education like reading and writing and arithmetic, so to say, was almost looked down upon. Not almost, it actually was looked down upon. So I was raised that this is your life. You don't have any other options. So if you choose that you want to go outside of it and not learn these techniques and not learn what has been passed down, by the way, there is no books. It was all by stories and by learnings from ancestors and elders. Once you're out, you don't get to come back in and learn it again. So it was a very, very fine line of respect. And growing up, you don't really know how to deal with that. But I'm ever so grateful that I did. Very, very grateful I did, because there's a point when I think I'm going to say I was about maybe 12 or 13. So if this is what this is what's mandatory for me, I'm going to do the absolute best I can in it. And there's no other option. There's nothing else outside of it. So I did not one day wake up and say, oh, I have a gift. No. I do believe that my gift is genetics. It runs through my blood. But without the learnings from my ancestors, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. Also, I'm very fortunate to have my job to help people to feel better. And I've truly devoted my life to help people as well as my ancestors has. Because it is truly is how you view life. So my topic that I wanted to talk about today was, I have two things. I wanted to talk about fear, how people need to let go of fear, because something happened to me yesterday. And before I get into something about fear, I want to put out my number now so people can have it. On social media, it's Nashville's with an S astrologer. There's a ton of inspirational quotes, motivational quotes. My phone number is 615-944-9707. I learned something, because I believe so very well that we must learn not to allow fear to control us. So very, very briefly, I waited for a decision, a legal decision with my kids. It was a very long story. And I didn't realize I lived in fear for a very, very long time, since 2001. it sounds like such a long time. And this morning I woke up and I said, you know how stupid I feel? I feel so stupid because I lived in so much fear. Because there's truly nothing to be fearful of. if someone is going to be afraid of something, if I'm afraid to do that, how long are you going to be afraid for a moment? It's anything, a drink, a food, a conversation. If maybe there's someone across the table you are looking at and you admire them and you want to have a conversation, why should you sit there and just admire it and not have it and regret it when you should just get up and live in the moment and go ask and have a conversation? And it's to live in the moment. So I woke up feeling very, very grateful. And the only fear we truly should have is fear of God himself. And that's how I looked at it. I also is that people need to learn how to celebrate their life, because we have been so conditioned in life to look more towards the negative. Example, like say if you see your friend, hey, why do you look so blue for? Oh man, I just woke up today. Oh, I feel you because you look so blue. So when someone sees someone happy and excited, they're like, hey, why are you so happy? They're like, nothing. You're like, okay, we need to call the paddy wagon, because people's not used to people just being happy for no reason. I'm happy that the sun is out. I'm truly, genuinely happy the sun is out, because in Nashville, I don't know how many people has had so much rain as we had. The thought of flood went through my mind, because we had a lot of rain here in Nashville. So beside doing readings, I do spiritual yoga. I do spiritual healing. I do mental conditioning. I call it almost like a mental massage, to give your mind a chance to just absorb. So I give all of you a gift for the next 35 to 40 minutes or so to have a mental massage and just enjoy the positive energy. I have someone coming on, a very good friend of mine. His name is Brandon. And we were talking about manifesting, because he'd done something and I admire it. He went to Thailand and he got a tattoo. And the tattoo says, what we think we become. There's words that are very true we need to live by. We reap what we sow. We are what we think. And people need to realize that. And once you have that type of awareness, you're going to start living a whole lot more happier. So, Michael, when you are, I'm ready to go ahead and take the first caller, and let's start.
Okay, it sounds great. Thanks for sharing with us, Jennifer. I enjoyed that. And we invite everybody to call on in, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Area code 267, you're on the air first. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hello, my name is Donna. I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Donna. Tell me your birthday.
Hi. 4/21/62.
Oh, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Just had a birthday.
Yes.
And Donna, tell me the most important question on your mind.
Okay. I have two names on my mind. Okay, One is arrogant. It's a commitment kind of thing, or I don't know, a relationship question. What do you see in that?
Okay, the first part I heard was, I have two names in my head. And then after that, I didn't really get to understand this, the second part. So tell me again, please.
Oh, okay. Well, the names are Oregon and Mike. Okay, there are two people that are kind of in my life, and it's a relationship question. What do you see in either one of them?
Okay, tell me the first name. I'm so sorry to say this, but tell me their first name one more time. Give me the first guy's name.
Oh, I know. Oregon, E-R-G-I-N.
That is the first time I've ever heard that name, and I hear a lot of names. I do a lot of expos and traveling. What country
Turkish.
Is that?
Turkish.
Turkish. I like it. So what is his nickname? Because I know you got a nickname for him.
Eric.
And tell me the second gentleman.
Mike.
What is their first? Mike.
His name
do you know
Mike.
Their birthdays?
Okay, Mike he is November 10th. I think, I don't know, he's 57 years old,
yep.
I think. In there.
Yeah,
yes.
That's okay. Just month and day is good.
And Oregon, that's up in the air. He was from another country.
Yes.
Yeah, and
I
living
understand.
Here for 30 years. Yeah, so.
Okay. Now, there
is July or September.
Okay. I completely understand that. Now, Donna, there's definitely a connection with both of these men because you are a very, very good judge of character. You're very intelligent, and you would not give your time just to anyone. So both of these guys, it's obvious, both of these guys do definitely do some favoring to each other. They do have some things, some traits that they favor each other. And I can definitely tell you because I feel it very, very strongly. The man that you have known for a very long time, the man that you've known for a long time, is the man that is truly, genuinely, honestly meant to make you happy. It looks as though there has been a level of, there has been an energy of romantically being unsatisfied in your life for a very long time, because I sense it through your spirit of your aura. You've been romantically unsatisfied for a very long time. The man that you've known for a longer, the man that you've known for a longer time loves you, cares for you, wants to be with you. But there's something that is happening that has created this man to be more, I'm sorry, but I'm going to say it. So who's ever listening in, there is times that it's not always nice and sweet and kind and flowers. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to throw it out there exactly how it is, because my job from my heart is to help you. This guy has not been acting like a man. He hasn't been in the man zone. And one part of the reason why, Donna, is because you took that from him without wanting to, without realizing it, done it subconsciously. There was a moment where you decided that you don't feel 100% secure and confident in the decisions this man is doing. So you said, well, I don't know if, an example, I don't know if he's going to pay the cable bill, so I better do it. But you tell him, make sure, honey, you pay the cable bill. But you don't even give him a chance to, because you said it's not going to be done right. So what has to happen in order for you to truly feel love? Because what you want to feel loved.
Yeah.
You want to be happy. And that has to start with yourself. You have to do, I'm going to give you some advice for the next 30 days. Do self-love healing. Stop worrying about a guy. Stop trying to make a decision. Who's better for me? Because you need to be happy with yourself. Because when I see your spirit, you smile on the outside, but you're not happy on the inside. And no one truly knows how empty you feel except God himself. Not your friend, not your mom, not anyone except God, the universe. You have a very good heart, but you've been through a lot of negative relationships and negative people that took advantage of you, took advantage of your kindness, your generosity, and your spirit questions. So you have became in the habit of, you overanalyze, you overthink.
Yes.
And
yes.
You know what I'm talking about. And procrastination became your best friend. So I was just having this conversation with Michael before we begin. If someone wants a dramatic change in their life so they could feel better, you have to do something so very different that it makes no sense. So you throw kind of confuse. All right, this is what I'm going to say, everyone. You kind of confuse the devil. You confuse the negative energy. Does that make sense? You kind of get the vibe, the energy. You have to do something different. A change. If you are waiting for someone to come in your life, one of these guys, to make your life happy, that's wrong. You have to be happy with yourself first. Do you understand what I'm telling you? You have to love yourself before you can love someone else. This is the universal law of life. So what I'm going to tell you for the next 30 days is to truly live in gratitude. And I think I spoke this exercise last week, waking up in the morning, saying, thank you, I woke up. Thank you, I have a bed. Thank you, I have 2 feet. Thank you, I have clean water, until you are fully dressed and ready. Because both of these men are a good catch. So that's the problem. Both of them are all in all are a good catch. But at the end of the day, your spirit has always been attracted to the gentleman that you've known the longest. Because that's what I see. And your decision that you haven't dedicated yourself with him is because he hasn't been making you feel as safe as you want. So I'm going to give you some advice for some of the best sex you're ever going to have. You got to feel connected with him. So how you do that? So for about 15 minutes, the both of you look at each other face to face and wish each other nothing but good thoughts. Like, example, I wish for you to see the most beautiful sunset over the ocean. I wish for you to see, to walk your child down the aisle. Nothing but positive things in a form. And then when you make love for an hour and a half, breathe on sync. I promise you haven't done that one before. Breathe on sync.
No.
And you will feel more connected than you've ever felt in your life. Some of my mentors that I've had in my life beside my ancestors has been Tony Robbins and Matthew Hussey. Some intelligent people. I'm so very blessed. So I hope you take my advice, and when you do have some time after everything is off today, call me. I like to talk to you personally because there's a lot of things I want to tell you that I don't think it's for everyone else to hear. Okay, Donna, I hope that helps you. Take the advice to your heart. God bless you.
Okay, and the man you were saying, unknown, I think that's where my husband, that's who you might be talking about.
I see years with the S. A man that you have known for years. And it looks
that's
like he's been in your life.
My husband. We split up about 10 months ago.
Okay. All right.
It's worth to heal it. Yes.
Okay.
It's worth to heal it.
Okay, I'll listen to this again, and you can let me know a way to get a hold of you to talk to you.
Yes, I'm going to announce my number in just a minute again.
Okay, go ahead, Jennifer. Annette.
My phone number is 615-944-9707.
Okay, one more time.
615-944-9707.
Okay.
Nashville's astrologer, Jennifer Green.
Yes. You always got to do it twice, the phone number, because usually the first time people are just getting their pen and paper, and they're like, what? Because I do the same thing. And all the information to contact Jennifer is on the show page, folks. So easy to find. Let's go next here to Louisiana and Candace to the show. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Candace. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Candace, tell me your date of birth and the most important question on your mind.
November 23rd, 1983. And I am
11/23. Is that what you said?
11/23/83, yes.
Okay. And your question?
Just wondering about my love life. Wondering if you actually see me getting married again.
Mm-hmm. Candace, you definitely absolutely have marriage and commitment inside your future. And I want to tell you that the worst of your love life has passed. It's over. The worst of your love life is done, past, and over. And there's a strong energy. I feel like I'm compelled. It's very important I tell you. There is a gentleman that will come in from your past, a man that you gave a lot of trust, love, and faith and had a whole lot of patience for, broke your heart. I sense betrayal, deceit, all of it.
He's going
to be very persuasive. Tell you, he's a really persuasive talker. He's going to promise you literally the sun, the moon, and the stars that he's changed. Be careful. Keep your standards up because this guy hasn't changed. He's only wanting your attention because he needs some form of help. It could be money. It could be shelter. It could be numerous of things. Raise your standards because there is an awesome guy. So, and I'm gonna make it brief because I want to take as many callers as we can. For all, and this is for guys too. an example, Candace, if let's just pretend you want to date a guy that's in motorcycles. Okay, we're just gonna throw that out there. You could do two things. You can go outside and hope you find a guy on a motorcycle, or you can go where they hang out at. Now, if you would go where they hang out at, like say a Harley-Davidson convention, what is your odds now of finding a single hot guy that likes a motorcycle? Go and say it for all the whole audience here.
100%. Yeah.
100%. So raise your standards. You have to tell the universe what you want, because you haven't made a decision. So I hope you do it soon. And as soon as you find him, call back and brag about it. You earned it. Thank you, Candace. Have a good afternoon. God bless you.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks for your call. We appreciate it. And again, the number to call into the radio show, 347-884-8245. We're here with Jennifer Green, Nashville's astrologer. And let's go next to Ohio and bring in Deborah to the show. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Deborah. Go ahead and tell me your date of birth and the most important question on your mind.
12/5/64. I'm just curious where my career is going to be going in the next few years.
Tell me your first name one more time, because I'm writing it down.
Deborah. It's
Deborah.
D-E-B-O-R-A-H.
Okay. Deborah, first of all, what I sense from you is that there is, in this year of 2017, and if whoever does not know, it is year one. In numerology, it is year one. If you add up 2017,
yes.
Year one. There is learning. There's education and learning that is on the way. You're having opportunities to learn something new. You're hesitant if you should do this because it's outside of your comfort zone. Pursue it. Say yes.
All right.
Because I will say something in the conversation we're about to have with Brandon when he does get through. Curiosity may have killed the cat, but the cat had 9 lives to live. So you need to satisfy this curiosity, and this is where your money is at. This is where you're truly feeling satisfied. You lost your passion in work, and you're finding it again. And you need to learn something that you've been wanting to, that you've been putting back, been putting on hold, gave it an excuse. And you are a nurturer. So anything in teaching, counseling, psychology, medicine, hands-on is good for you. Anything in that form, because you do it anyways. Correct?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious. My career's been turning more towards television and being seen on television. I'm just curious if that is going to come true. I'm hesitant to be on television because I'm not comfortable
with
my
confidence.
Own skin.
Nope.
Yes.
It's you got to work on confidence. So I'm going to tell you something before we take the next caller. This is what I tell people to do. If you want to do anything on TV, radio, usually I get artists, not as much on radio, because I would have done my own advice. If you have to dress in a costume, so to say, dress like you would not normally dress, whether it's
right.
a drum, a guitar, even some spoons, you have to go downtown and let people see you. You got to
right.
be able to shake it. You got to be able to find your confidence. And that's like the perfect hands-on training. I give that advice to every physical artist that I see. You want to be an artist? If you can't handle downtown, you ain't going to handle the TV. So get out.
Right.
Even if you want a hula hoop, it doesn't matter. But that has to be the confidence. So I hope you.
Right.
Now, if you choose to take my advice, I promise you will gain it. Because right now you're not ready for TV at all. I'm sorry, but I'm going to be really honest with you. That confidence needs to be shot through the roof. So I hope you take my advice. And when you call back in, say how it is. Because that's why I want people
good.
To do that. Very good. Thank you. Deborah, enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Bye-bye.
So
bye-bye.
Whoever calls in when they get their answer, I would like them to call back so the audience can see the result like I see regularly, but for all of you guys to see it too.
Okay, some confirmation.
The
first day, and call back in and give some confirmation when that happens. Okay, I think we have Brandon on the line here for you here. Is that you, Brandon?
Hello, Brandon.
865 area code? Are you there?
865 area code?
Can you hear me? I'm sorry. I'm here.
There we go.
Hey, Brandon, we thought we lost. Well, welcome to the show, Brandon.
Well, thanks for having
me. I'm very glad that you're on. So, Brandon, why don't you tell the audience where are you from?
Okay, I am actually from the Great Smoky Mountains of East Tennessee, so that might be the issue with the signal, so just bear with me.
So I invited Brandon to come in because of the topic we're having, and he done something that I admire. You got a tattoo.
Yes, I actually have some permanent
ink.
Tattoo. Yep. It was my first tattoo. I'm approaching 30, you know, so I had thought long and hard about more than what is on the skin, what is actually beneath the ink, right? And so whenever I had experienced an unbelievable trip to Asia, Thailand to be specific, I wanted something that would ultimately mean most for what my life represents. And so I think the topic of today would be, you know, this is the year of saying yes. The theme, of course,
absolutely.
2017 equaling year number one. To kind of bounce off of what you had just said, I completely agree that life starts at the end of the year comfort zone. And, you know, as you said, the cat has nine lives. And, you know, curiosity
yes.
does kill the cat. But, you know, when if you got nine tries, then why not say yes? Why not try? Because I've always believed in adapting to the idea of I would rather say what if. Rather than, I'd rather say, oh, well, then what if, excuse me. So with that being
so
said,
what does your
you know,
tattoo
what we think
say?
We become.
Well, so that is what your tattoo says, what we think we become.
Along with others, right? But that is most important because our thoughts are the seeds that we plant for the harvest that we experience for tomorrow, which ultimately represents our reality.
Absolutely. So what inspired you to get a tattoo of saying that? Because this is what we live by for all the audience to hear. We truly reap what we sow. We are what we think we become. So what was the inspiration that you chose to do that?
Well, I kind of want to give the audience a preface on, you know, our relationship. And I just want to say thank you for not only being a spiritual mentor, but also a business mentor. And not only that, but a inner mentor. And, you know, with Jennifer's guidance over the last 2 or 3 years, she's inspired me to believe in myself. And I think that's what's key, right? And so ultimately speaking, I believe the most important part of learning of this year is to be honest with yourself. And I believe that's number one, right? And so if we can be honest with ourselves, then we can unlock areas of our lives or our brains that we had no idea that we could access. And so I think whenever I went to Asia, I always knew I wanted a tattoo, but I didn't want to just jump into anything, you know. So, you know, it's surrounded by a triangle, and I believe, Jennifer, you'll be posting that picture at some point in the future. So, you know, going from the bottom left upwards to the top of the triangle starts with the idea of what we think we become. And then from the top of the triangle to the bottom right, in Thai, of course, says, and ye harm none, do what ye will. So I believe that not from just a humanistic mindset, but also from a selfless perspective is, you know, do what ye will as long as it harms none, right? So believe in what you ultimately feel comfortable with, right? And so you were talking about the devil earlier, and the devil – in my perspective,
yes.
In my perception, is also negativity, right? So there's positive and there's negative bion, which is the dawn of existence. So with that being said, I feel as if positivity creates positivity, negativity creates negativity. I know that's so cliche or so simple, but at the end, ultimately resembles reality. And so, and then of course, the bottom across the bottom says, "Life is but a reality." You know, life is but a dream, which is life is but a reality to what you make it. So
I do want to tell all the audience. I have worked at several tattoo conventions, and I have seen many things. So I'm truly encouraging guys to check this out because if this man has put it in permanent ink on his skin, we are. what we think we become. And I have seen Brandon manifest so many things. There was one text message I sent him. I said, you are manifesting like a crazy man. How are you doing it? That's exactly the text message I wrote to him. And I saw how he, whatever he thought, he manifested. So there's a lot of people out there, Brandon, that's asking how. Like, how does someone manifest? So give us like a brief little,
okay.
And I've done this to Michael.
Gratitude ignites abundance, period.
I like that. So I'm going to put you on a little bit of a spot. First or second time I was on air, I asked Michael, the host, I said, if you can describe your life in as short as you can in 4 minutes, do you think you could do that now? And we'll do it.
Absolutely.
And about manifesting. Michael, you got a timer?
That's gonna wrap the show too.
That would be the end of it. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, you're great.
So I think it starts with the struggle. I feel like, you know, a lot of people fall victim to what life hands them rather than the reaction. And I do truly believe that life is 90% attitude and 10% what actually happens, right? So it just depends on which side of the fence that you're viewing it from. And so for all the viewers who might be down and out and might have their back against the wall, if you will, in this life, life is going to continue to knock you down, right? But you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I know it's so cliche, but that is the absolute truth, right? So to learn and to grow and to embrace the experiences that life throws at you will only add depth and character to your soul.
And, Brandon,
and I mean,
I'm going to
really
pause you one second.
Go ahead, please.
For 1 second, I'm sorry. But what I kind of want the audience to know, the type of leverage you gain from having a spiritual mentor guide compared to how would it have been if you didn't, so to say. And if whoever doesn't know, some of the most smartest, intelligent people in history, including Einstein himself, had a spiritual consultant by their side. And if you didn't know that, now you do. So that's why I kind of want Brandon to say this, because he's done some amazing, incredible things in a very short period of time.
And
go ahead.
Thank you for that. And I believe that life is the teacher, right? So, you know, as I do believe in conventional education, I do also believe in self-education. I believe that everything from the smallest micronism to the most endowed mind can offer something that you can learn from. And I feel as if negative is good as well as positive, because you can learn from the negative as well as you can learn from the positive. And, you know, it all starts with being grateful. And I have much to learn. You know, I'm not sitting here from a position saying that I know it all, by no means, as we are in year number one, right? The journey is just beginning. But knowing the talents that I bestow, which everyone has a talent, a God-given talent that is different, you have to search within, right? And so I like to consider myself an introverted extrovert. So as I love to be social with others, the socialism starts with being introverted and being in touch with my inner self. And I think that through Jennifer's guidance over the last 2 or 3 years, it's really helped me get in touch with my inner self. And so, you know, what we reap is what we sow. The electromagnetic field of energy is so real, right? So literally back to square one, positivity will equal positivity, period. You know, so you are most like who you surround yourself with, right? And so they say the five people you spend the most time with is most likely who you are as a person. And so I do agree with that, because I tried to surround myself with positive and successful people. And then some people might ask, well, what is the definition of success? And so in my second interview with the company that I'm currently working for, they asked me, define your definition of success with one word. And instantly, happiness comes to mind, right? Yeah. And
I
hope that the viewers out there agree with what I just said, was that happiness dictates success. So, you know, the billionaire and the homeless man, well, those are the same individuals. And who's to say that the homeless man is not more successful, otherwise happier than the billionaire, and, you know, vice versa. So I believe that as you are your own worst enemy, in hindsight, you are your own best friend.
Absolutely. And being on, when you're able to be aware of that, you're on a higher frequency than everyone else, because you have to be happy with yourself first. If you're not happy with yourself first, there's nothing. Because I have artists, I'm sorry about that. Living in Nashville, I get a ton of artists. So there are celebrities that have the big houses and the dream cars and everything, and they're miserable. If you are not happy within yourself, in your body, you're not going to be happy.
Those individuals may own those things. Those individuals that you speak of may own those things, but then they have to ask themselves, well, do I own those things, or do those things own me? Right, and the best things in life are not things.
It's how you deal with it. So I do want to tell the audience, if someone is having a bad day, and I give this advice to everyone, and Brandon, you share this tomorrow, I advise everyone to do it. Maybe someone's having a bad day at work. So when they come in to me, I said, I'm going to tell you something, and it sounds odd. First of all, you need your phone and you need some good headphones, or at least loud ones. Go, and you have to have one song that you love. So no matter how bad of a mood you're in, bad customer service, whatever it may be, go into bathroom, go into stall and dance. The first minute you will feel like a fool. The second minute you might notice you got some dance moves. By the end of that third minute, you are happy, you are ready, you are set to go, because your whole physiology changed. And that is a fact. That is science. That is a scientific fact. And Brandon, you do public speaking, so you are all about the physiology. You're not sitting down and talking. You are
standing up, moving
around.
Kind of bounce off that, just so the viewers may know a little bit about myself. Is, you know, I was working an hourly job in which I was not feeling fulfilled, and I was blaming everyone else around me for that reality. When one day I woke up and I said, you know, I dictate my own reality. So, you know, I made a decision to make a change, which was prompted by a choice. And now I'm in a career where I have freedom in the fact that I love what I do. I think that is most important. Forget the money,
yes.
Right? When you focus on your dreams, the money will follow.
Now that I agree. Money will follow. So it's not about money isn't everything. Once you have the right mindset, the money's going to follow. It's just going to happen.
Okay. We've got to wrap up, guys. Jennifer.
Yes. Thank you, Brandon, so much for coming on. Thank you, Michael, for having
Thanks
me.
Thanks for having me. It's been a complete pleasure.
You're so welcome. Mike,
Thanks
I'm going to have a
on,
minute
Brandon.
To give my
– Thank you.
Yes. Yes, go ahead, Jennifer.
I'm
going
to give out my number again.
Yes.
I am Nashville's astrologer. My name is Jennifer Green. My phone number is 615-944-9707. So I'm going to say it again as I'm learning. 615-944-9707. And I look forward to speaking to all of you next week.
Okay. We'll see you then, Jennifer. Great show. Have a great week. Bask in the amazement that you're in. And we'll talk to you soon. Take care. Many blessings to you. All right. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. Reed Dial. Our next guest will be coming on here. Carol Adams will be coming on, psychic medium, taking your phone calls. So everybody redial as this show now will end. Thank you.